News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Good morning, and Melissa's on vacation today. Jackson here with Jay Duncan. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here, dude.
Thank you.
You know a lot about radio, so I figured, okay, you can sit here and do this.
It's television without pictures, right?
Yeah, well, no. This does have television. Any minute we'll be on Facebook. But July 17th, we're talking about a webinar on rehabilitation of historic buildings nationally with a focus on El Paso. We're live on AM 690 KTSM, streaming live on Facebook in a moment or two. It'll get up. And on the History Radio Show page, as well as Facebook page, Remember in El Paso Win. So this is the place where we say Texas history begins in El Paso. And I got to tell you, Jay, you got a line there to read about the iHeart thing and all that. What is that?
Well, it's they can find this audio streaming live on the Internet, also on ktsmradio.com, where you then click on the iHeart Radio link.
Well, you could do that.
Yeah,
except you're
easy.
Here. Don't do that. You're here. Anyway, so it's an interesting thing. We have a history moment, though, even though Melissa's not here, right?
We do. She left us a history moment about a water fountain for animals donated to El Paso by the New York Humane Society.
That's a historic little water fountain down
That's
there.
Terrific.
Anyway. All right, so we got history on the brain here, and today we're talking about the County Historical Commission project that they just cooked up. They're hosting a future webinar, and the topic is 24 Reasons Historic Preservation is Good for Your Community. Lessons learned across 10 citywide studies on the economic, social, and environmental impact of historic preservation. Oh, my God. And we're going to hear about that project from a guy sitting in the studio here, DJ Savini.
Yes. Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Savini is correct.
Yeah, that works.
S-E-V-I-G-N-Y. You got to take that carefully. So good morning. And by phone, we have people at the webinar company named Caitlin Cotton. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for doing a seminar and having an idea. Now, you're promoting the seminar today, but you're not on the seminar. You have your boss doing that.
Exactly, yes. So Donovan Ripkema, he's the founder and principal of our firm, and he's been in this business working at the intersection of historic preservation and economics for a good 30 years. So he's the man with all the facts and the data, and he's going to be presenting this Thursday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time.
Okay, so as the way it goes, say his name again.
Donovan Ripkema.
Okay, I'm not going to work on that last name too much. I'll leave that up to you. Apparently,
we'll go with Don.
Yeah, Don's good. And we got here DJ, and don't try his last name unless you can read it.
Hey, I'm right here, you know.
No, but yeah. See, we can talk to him. We can smack him over here if we need to. In the meantime, Caitlin, thank you for joining us. What you guys have gotten into, I find, is a fascinating idea. And you say your boss has been doing this for 30 years. Congratulations to him. Jay, we need economic development.
We do.
But we also need to save the history.
Absolutely.
And DJ, you've been here several years in El Paso, and you've looked at a lot of the buildings, and you've seen a lot of things. What is your assessment of our condition here in El Paso?
Well, you know, I mean, it's certainly a lot of work going on. You know, I mean, I sat on the City's Historic Landmark Commission from October 2016 to 2020, and yeah, I mean, there's been an awful lot of projects, and honestly, that has created a lot of development downtown. However, there are also a lot of areas of improvement as well. So it's certainly a work in progress.
Well, who's going to answer this of our guest people? What is historic preservation? Caitlin, you want to take that one?
I'll take that one. And every time I get asked this question, I go to a very existential place of, yeah, what is it and why does it matter? So the easy and technical answer is that historic preservation is a field that protects historically, architecturally, and culturally significant buildings, sites, landscapes through multidisciplinary means. So documentation, research, regulation, advocacy, policy and planning. We've got it all. Incentives to encourage activation and productive use of historic buildings.
Can I just say it another way, and that is to save our history and the buildings?
Exactly right, yes.
But your point is that you take it a step further, you show how that can be part of economic development.
Yeah, absolutely. And my boss, Donovan, 30 years ago, got his start in the business as a real estate appraiser and small-scale developer around the time that the Federal Historic Tax Credit Program came into being, and realized that the real estate people and the preservation people were not talking to each other. And he was kind of the person who was able to put those pieces together to get preservation projects financed, to put those stacks together and get people to see historic properties as real estate, because that's the bottom line is that they are.
Well, most people with big money and big ideas have no interest in history. They blow it away, put up what they want, and say, look what I did. In El Paso, mm-hmm. that began in earnest about 8 or 9 years ago when the big boys started taking down some of our incredibly fabulous buildings. DJ, you weren't here, but you know about them.
Right, yeah, I think they came down about a year or two before I moved to El Paso.
In 2012.
Right.
They burned one down. We'll just say that was an accident for the sake of the record. But then they started tearing them down.
Yeah.
There's one catty corner. It's the, what was it, the Muir Building?
Yes.
The one that was catty corner, the San Jacinto Plaza downtown in the main part of El Paso. And Caitlin, you may have studied this. I don't know what you know about El Paso. But the idea is that we had some architects here named Trost and Trost Brothers doing fabulous mm-hmm. work since the early 1900s. Jay, you've seen a bunch of these buildings.
Absolutely.
And some are still standing. I believe the numbers, if I get my guess correctly, it's about 40 that he built downtown. And I think we have 27 or 28 left, which actually is a great inventory for a history of our size and age, because a lot of times the developers get a hold of it, and boom, your history's gone. Look at poor old Las Cruces, 40 miles up the road. Their center city was just torn to pieces in the 70s, 80s, back in there, and everybody said, look what I did. I said, no, I can't see what you did. You're an idiot. And basically what we have done here with the help of people like Max Grossman and others is bring awareness as best we can to the problem of don't tear down these buildings. And so when you guys cooked up this seminar, I think we're in great shape. That's why I want the public to know about it. And again, it's Thursday night, or what time?
Yeah, Thursday, 6 p.m. Mountain Time.
Okay, so we'll give the details on how to find that. But talk about some of the other things on your list here, the preservation planning. And Andrew, if you got some pictures from one of the folders, they're not necessarily coordinated directly with the conversation, but you'll see generally. We're going to call for the El Paso buildings maybe specifically. But Caitlin gave me a whole bunch of folders. I picked three, put up some of the pictures on those. And what we have there are general looks at buildings that I'm guessing were rehabilitated in various cities around the country. Caitlin, like I told you, don't look at the Facebook page. It's about a minute behind us. You go crazy trying to figure that out. But in the meantime, preservation planning, archival research, surveying and interpreting. Why go to all this trouble?
Sure. Well, let me tell you a little bit about what these photos come from. So like you said in our introduction, we've done studies in 10 cities now, city-level studies, looking at the economic impacts of preservation, whether it's an investment in preservation through rehabilitation, the impact of some preservation policy or program. So these pictures are just an assortment of photos from across those studies and across those cities, demonstrating the points that we make in our studies that historic preservation has positive impacts in terms of small business and startup business growth and attraction for cities, that those types of businesses tend to locate in historic areas, which is a huge boon for local economies. We have pictures of a variety of housing types and typologies that are found in historic districts across the country, which has huge implications for urban density, which that's the buzzword now in many big cities is, oh, we need density, we need more housing units. How can we accommodate density if we have these historic districts where we can't build new things? But the thing we've been able to demonstrate in every city that we've looked at is that historic areas are the most dense areas in any city, and that's just due to historic building patterns. These neighborhoods were platted before our modern reliance on vehicles. They're close to proximity. They're close to jobs downtown. So the photos are supposed to give you a general idea of just the economic contributions, the economic density of these historic areas and cities across the country.
And you've done this study in like 24 cities? Or no, 10 cities, so 24 points. That's what it is.
Exactly, yeah. So 10 city level studies. We've done other studies at the statewide level and also nationally. So we've done work in 49 states at this point. But really, the reason we dove in so deep on these city level studies is that's the level that the important decisions are being made. And so preservation advocates needed localized data to be able to inform their decision makers so that they could make decisions about preservation funding, preservation policy.
What do you do when you hit politics of big developer money and they don't care what you think?
Well, we do have, I guess, a firm motto is that we'll talk to the agnostics, but we won't talk to the atheists. So we try to get the best data into the hands of the people.
What did you say? You'll talk to the who and not to the what? What did you say?
we'll talk to the agnostics, people who are still undecided. But we won't talk to the atheists, and that's the people who've already decided that preservation, for whatever reason, is in opposition to their goals.
I thought that's what you said, but I want a clarification, because we got a bunch of those here. Some of them have been converted. DJ, do you think we converted a few of them?
Well, I think it's certainly a fluid environment right now. You know,
you can be diplomatic if you want. I don't have to be.
I know. Yeah. No, I think it's certainly...
These people anger me.
It's most definitely an engaging conversation that's still going on.
Well, yeah, but you see... There are some still parts of El Paso that are up for destruction.
Oh, yeah.
And they shouldn't be. You've seen these places, Jay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And also, when we get to it on the presentation from DJ about El Paso, you have a comment or two, I'm guessing, about the Plaza Theater.
Maybe one or two.
That one worked. Kind of, right?
It kind of did.
It almost didn't work. Kind of, right?
It's true.
My God. All right, Caitlin, the idea you've got a whole structure, which I find fascinating, and you actually find... Who hires you? Is it cities or is it county? Oh, really good. So you have progressive cities.
So most of our clients are cities or city nonprofits. So nonprofit and public sector.
And how, give me one success that you've done somewhere in the United States.
Sure, yeah. Well, one that's pretty close to home is we were recently commissioned by the city of San Antonio for two very interesting, very novel studies for us. It was new methodologies and new subject matter. One was a study looking at the contribution of older undesignated housing, so housing outside of historic districts, but is old and has a lot of those same qualities that you would see in a historic district in terms of the size of the unit, the density, the character. And the city suspected that those were the areas that were providing naturally occurring affordable housing and disproportionately housing the city's lower Hispanic population or lower income Hispanic populations. And so we were able to confirm a lot of things that they thought they knew anecdotally, and it's created inroads for the San Antonio Historic Preservation Office with the housing department, which is a huge push in San Antonio. So sometimes our work just helps get people a seat at the table at other important conversations that are going on in the city. So that was a big win for us. And then they brought us back to do a study of deconstruction, which is a deep topic that I'll try to explain very briefly. But deconstruction as opposed to demolition is taking apart of a building component by component so that you salvage the materials to be reused on another building site, or to be upcycled into new products, just so that those materials, those valuable materials, don't go to a landfill. And so we were able to provide them a series of data on what the impact of a potential ordinance, a deconstruction ordinance, would be that they were able to bring back to their city council and make inroads on getting that passed.
I'd like to point out one major difference between El Paso and San Antonio. We are on the border, on the river. The other side of the river is Mexico. They are in Texas, 120 miles away from the border, but they have better PR. They claim that they're the gateway to Mexico, which is totally wrong, and they do have one major historic building, which, as you may be aware, often in the history almost didn't make it to today, the Alamo. So they understand historic preservation now that they've saved it again and again, and they count on it for tourism. We have tremendous amounts of architecture. We have bigger missions than theirs were. Ours were first. The guys from here went and built that mission in San Antonio. We could outdo them on PR. We just don't have the willpower at the county and city level. Jay, what do you think?
Well, I agree entirely. It's a gold mine that's just waiting to be tapped, and no one seems to be able to find a pick.
They're still pushing gravel around on the top with their shoes. I mean, it's crazy what this town does here. So, Caitlin, that's my opinion on what El Paso has done. And in comparing it to like somewhere like San Antonio, you've done studies there. How well were you received?
I think remarkably well received. And the you're absolutely right. Your point about the marketing, they do a tremendous job at marketing and have created a series of these really shareable videos where the mayor of the town was quoting findings from our deconstruction study. So I think it's being received at every level very well.
All right, we're going to take a break here, but I want to get your secret on how you get the attention of city council, who a lot of them put in office by major developers. Plain and simple. The low voter turnout in El Paso is the problem. If this town would get up and vote like they think, even the historical crowd that listens to this show, if they all got up and voted to keep history, we could throw those bums out. And I've had it with them. They've been doing this for decades. We finally caught them, so to speak. And I think, frankly, with stuff like you're saying, if they see economic development studies, maybe they'll change their mind. But what do you think, Jay?
Well, absolutely. I think it's time for a major house cleaning with people that have vision and look toward the future, preserving the past. Because once it's gone, it's gone. You can't replicate what's already been lost.
It's fabulous history we have still standing, and I appreciate everybody in the room here and you, Caitlin, on the phone helping us try to preserve it. Going to take a break here and come back and talk some more things. We're not monitoring Facebook like we always do, but maybe Andrew in the control room, you can take a look at some of that stuff. And at some point, pop on there and tell us who's doing what. Because we have a tremendous... Oh, there they are. Victor Guzman, he's back. Angie Salazar, Frederick Baylor. There's all kinds of people. We'll ask Andrew maybe to comment after the break. They can call us. We will take a phone call. Jay Duncan, what's that number?
The number is 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
My mom and dad are the best. Ever since they called the early childhood program, I'm doing so much better, and mom and dad don't worry or stress as much as they used to. They seem a bazillion times happier, and all services are free.
Parenting isn't easy, so we signed up for the free early childhood program at the El Paso Center for Children. They taught us how to deal with COVID-19 stress and be better parents. Lots of other free services are available. Call 915-500-4105. That's 500-4105.
Find the employees you need to get your business moving. Sign up with iHeartAdBuilder.com and create a custom radio ad to reach job seekers listening to stations just like this one. Get started today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Have you been putting off life insurance for a while? With the long application process, medical exams, and blood tests, it's no wonder you put it off. It can seem so confusing, expensive, and time-consuming. But Ethos is a new way to buy life insurance. Ethos is built with you in mind. Instead of a medical exam, you only have to answer a few health questions. Our application is 100% online and can be done in about 10 minutes. You might even get same-day coverage. At Ethos, we match you with the right policy and the right price from top-rated carriers, with no medical exams and no blood tests. Now you can spend less time sorting through confusing paperwork and more time with the loved ones you want to protect. Go to ethoslife.com today to apply in minutes. That's ethoslife.com. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in some states as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states.
Why should you volunteer with Meals on Wheels?
I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Cranking right along here doing radio, having a great time. We're on Facebook. Hey, Jay, we're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook.
Now, you get the profile, turn around and say hi.
Hi there.
There he is. That's Jay. And DJ's sitting here. Yep. No, you got a camera right in front of you. You're cool.
I know. I'm on the spot.
And Caitlin's got a still picture. She looks great. But you don't move a lot. That's the way it goes. All right. A couple of things to tell you before we get back into this. You can send us an email during the show, ephistory690@gmail.com. And we are the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. And you can go there for our weekly promos. We had over 3,000-some-odd-hundred people on the promo clicking on and saying, oh, yeah, well, we'll be watching, listening. And so that's what we do on Facebook. But we also have a TV channel on YouTube. So go there, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. Free videos, all of them. Over 120-some-odd videos I've been collecting for years. But there's two playlists specifically. We did 23-minute pieces on ABC 7 in the newscast. Back in the day, we had Estella would announce, and here comes Bernie, and Bernie would show up, Bernie Sargent. Cowboy hat, send him all over the city, 20 different places. And if you watch all those, 3 minutes apiece, won't kill you. Watch a couple a day. You'll get the idea of what is El Paso history, because most people don't know, as I've mentioned many times, I'll keep doing it, the El Paso Independent School District does not teach history of our local area. Some of the independent schools, of the private schools, do. And you'll find kids from Juarez coming over knowing more than our kids do about our history. It's just amazing. So if you want to learn some stuff, catch up, youtube.com, El Paso History TV. And also we have the El Paso Gold DVD series that I created. I turned them online for free. Take a look at them. A labor of love for 2 decades, but what the heck. Check them out because you can learn a tremendous amount about El Paso for going there, El Paso History TV. So that's what I got going on. Jay, what do you got going on?
Well, the celebration of our mountains is active this month. And join them as they visit the War Eagles Air Museum Wednesday, July 21st, 2021, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And for information, call 915-525-7364. And that's Jim Tolbert, CEO. Or contact Diego Tolbert at gmail.com at the same number, 525-7364.
I love to do this. I don't know if anybody actually follows my direction, but call him up and say, hey, Diego, right. What do you got? I'm here. You know, I'm at the door. I'm at the house. Anyway, no, but Diego... Jim's good, and he at the labor of love for him too. That's an unpaid, volunteer position. He does a great job at that. All right, DJ and Caitlin, we have a short segment, about 2 minutes. We've got to take another break here. Caitlin, you want to bring us up to date on anything we started so far? Because we're going to be all over the page. I expect you to help us stay in line. Two minutes.
No, just want to make sure folks know to come out if they're interested in. I maybe have covered 2 of the 24 reasons thus far of why historic preservation is good for their community. So if you want to get the full wrap, make sure you show up 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Where now exactly?
Yeah, so I have a tiny URL that hopefully folks can use. It's tinyurl.com/El Paso 24 reasons.
Say that again.
Sign up to register there.
Explain that so I can write it down.
Yes. one more time.
www.tinyurl.com. Sorry, start over. Go ahead.
Tiny, T-I-N-Y.
Oh.
URL.com. It kind of shortcuts the long registration URLs.
Well, that's interesting. You type that in .com?
Mm-hmm. And then backslash, and you can choose your own address, and this one's going to be El Paso 24 Reasons.
All right, Jay's writing this down. Jay, I expect you to get it right.
Okay.
Because I can't handle writing this stuff down right now. But anyway, so that is where this will be on this webinar. And what all is going to happen on the webinar? Are you going to take calls, Zoom calls, or what's going on?
Yeah, so Donovan will give his presentation of the 24 reasons, and then hopefully we'll have time to open up to questions from the audience or from folks at the Historical Commission. If folks have more questions, disagree with anything, want to fight us, we're open to it all.
DJ, we'll talk to you in the next segment, but I want to test Jay here.
Hey, go ahead.
What was that website?
I wanted to ask her what comes after El Paso, and then I'll have it all. I have tinyurl.com/El Paso.
El Paso 24 reasons.
24 reasons.
Is the number 24.
All right, we're going to get into some more reasons. I think maybe after the break.
Got it.
DJ, you ready to talk about some El Paso buildings?
Sure.
We have some fabulous El Paso buildings. Since I had such a strange week, I didn't really prep the show as much as I wanted to. Dear Andrew in the control room may have to take over picture-wise, but we're going to come up with some pictures. And by the way, Andrew J. Polk in there, he's related to somebody important. But the thing is, he does a bit more important. He's got a radio show of his own here right on KTSM 690, Monday through Friday, Talk El Paso. And it's a very interesting show, take on all topics, which we don't do here. We take on only history. We throw you out if you start talking Biden, Trump, who cares. We're not doing that. But the point is, when Andrew takes on everything, Monday through Friday, Talk El Paso. And I happen to know this guy all his life. And I will tell you, he's been debating me since he could talk. So I got news for you. You call that show up. Be ready to perform, because he knows the answers. And he's got a bell. You hear that bell? A little louder. Let me hear the bell. Yeah, see, there. That tells me he's here. It's not like an angel got his wings. It's like Andrew's going to get on the radio. Okay. Yeah, that's even better. Enough of that. Taking a break here. Jake, what do we have on Andrew? If you, in fact, come on now. Tell us a few people you found on Facebook.
Yeah, we got a few people talking with us on Facebook here. We've got Linda Goggins joining us, Victor Guzman, Angie Salazar, Frederick Baylor. You mentioned some of the interesting comments here. Frederick saying, love this from a native El Pasoan in Big Bend National Park. Victor Guzman saying, Mr. Jackson, you're on point, sir. Also, Jamie Koppenbacher saying, such an important topic today. Thank you for this great information, and maybe we can make improvements to our wonderful city.
By starting with city council, either convince the current ones to go with the flow or replace them. How about that for a thought? Phone number, Jay. Nobody's calling. You've got a lot of listeners, but a lot of times they say, stop giving out the phone number. We want to hear the presentation. We'll take a relevant call. And the number would be?
The number is 915, area code 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is the podcast about the obscure events that shaped our world. Join hosts Holly Fry and Tracy V. Wilson and dig into the strange stories from our past.
During the Roman era in Egypt, it was common for members of the upper class to have a mummy portrait. That was a portrait of themselves on a wooden board that would be attached to their mummy.
Listen to Stuff You Missed in History Class on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Newt Gingrich here, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Newt's World. Most people know me as the former Speaker of the House, but I'm also a historian with a wide range of interests. I enjoy talking with experts in their field and the most interesting people across a variety of subjects. I release 4 episodes of Newt's World every week with an effort to excite the imagination of our audience, and hopefully you'll learn something new each time you listen. Listen and subscribe for free to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, part of that's true. The other half is Jay Duncan. Thanks for being here, dude.
My pleasure.
Melissa's at it. Whatever she's doing, she'll be back next week. She'll be raring to go. We've got some announcements. We'll get back into this 24 reasons?
Yes.
24 reasons. Fill the rest of that in. What does that say?
24? Right, 24 reasons why historic preservation is good for your community.
All right, and that's DJ Savini?
Yes.
Ah, got that one close.
Yeah.
Okay, but some things to tell you about. The San Elizario Historic District, they're always active. And you can check out their events, www.culturalheritagesociety.com/events. Al Borrego, he set up an annual trek and conference August 6th through 8th this year to the Tenarian of the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. They're going to go to Janos, Casas Grandes, Mata Ortiz, San Diego, and Colonia Juarez. It's a big deal. If you want to get on his bus or his tour, I think it's a bus, you can call him 851-0093. What do you got?
Well, this is a reminder to support our advertisers. You know, Pepe's is back and open after their summer vacation, and the restaurant is in Cañotillo, and it's open today for in-house dining at 6761 Donovan Drive. And call Pepe's at 877-2152. It's the home of the one and only margarita.
You like that. Come on.
I like one and only.
You know, he stole that from Griggs. I saw an old picture of the sign of Griggs Restaurant. It's on the sign.
Is that right?
But see, he's the successor to Griggs.
Well, that's right.
That's why that's fun. The food's good.
Kind of stealing from himself.
Well, I see you eating there. You like that.
Absolutely.
Oh, keep going. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
and now you can contact our friends at Monterey Asset Management on their website, which is m1ep.com. And call 588-1850 for Frank Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick's an excellent realtor to go to for El Paso homes for sale or rent. And call at 588-1850. And we welcome our newest sponsor, State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number.
Aha.
Area code 915-581-0000.
You'd like to have that phone number, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's hard to forget.
But tell people what your license plate says.
Klaatu.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well,
K-L-A-T-U.
People,
you know what that means?
No, I don't.
Okay, get this.
Yeah,
people that know know, and I'll tell them what it is. But people that don't know say, oh, that's one of the Hawaiian islands, right?
No, it's not.
Are you a ham operator? No.
K-L-A-T-U.
K-L-A-A-T-U.
Oh, A-A, okay.
Double A. It was the character that Michael Rennie played in the classic 1951 film, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, my God. And it's for real. And he's a movie guy in real life.
That explains it.
I've had those plates since 1973.
Good
so
for
I
you.
Figure if I let him go, somebody else will get it.
No, you got to keep it. All right, back to the reality of where we are. In fact, where are we? We're in the history business here. And, again, place economics. Caitlin Cotton. That's a nice name, by the way. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations to your parents. But Caitlin Cotton, what is place economics? Explain that if you don't mind.
That's a great question. So we're a tiny research and consulting firm. We're a firm of five people. We're based in Washington, D.C. And all of the work that we do sits at this intersection of economics and historic preservation. Sometimes that looks like policy development and technical assistance, but a lot of the time it's these analytical research studies, either at the city level, the state level, sometimes nationally, where we identify these positive contributions of historic preservation to give local advocates the ammunition they need to advocate for good preservation policy or funding.
Did I miss something? I had to step out for a second. Take a smoke.
No,
I didn't take a smoke.
Oh, yeah. No, you miss an awful lot.
Okay. let's talk a couple of minutes about the El Paso version of what we're discussing, because, DJ, you're here. You've been on the Landmark Commission.
Yes.
You're on the Historical Commission.
Right.
First of all, what is the Historical Commission?
Okay, so basically the County Historical Commission is, from what I understand, is providing insight and recommendations to the county commissioner's court and the county judge.
Recommendations about?
To advocate for historic preservation, heritage tourism, and economic development, because we fall within the economic development department.
Well, they're smart to do that, because if you do heritage tourism correctly, guess what? They show up and spend money.
Right.
And to me, I don't understand how this city has gotten so far without promoting the history. And you're talking today primarily about building history.
Correct.
But, I mean, we got the Mission Trail, we got the mountains, we've got geology, we've got all kinds of things downtown. You got Pancho Villa hanging out here for a long time.
Yeah, he's behind my shoulder.
And by the way, you can see him right over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Hey, look out. Don't do anything wrong, because I know him.
Hey.
I know what he can do.
Oh, right.
But back to the point. You brought some, we got some El Paso pictures. You brought some pictures of various buildings in El Paso. Let's just stream them behind you as
Correct.
You talk.
Yeah.
But talk about some of the buildings and why we should preserve them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, well, as you mentioned earlier in the show, you know, Henry Trost and his firm was really a major force in the development of El Paso in the early 20th century. So a number of these photos are some of his works, such as the Anson Mills building. That's the Anson Mills building right there.
Yeah, that's a minute behind. So
look at that
monitor over there in the control room window.
Okay.
If you really have to do that.
All right. Yeah, see, that's the Bassett Tower and the Blue Flame building. And both of those have been recently rehabbed. The Bassett Tower was built in 1931 and recently converted from an office building to a hotel. And right behind it is the Blue Flame building, which was completed in 1954 and used as the headquarters, thank you, the headquarters of the natural gas company for El Paso. And after being unused for a number of years, it has been rehabbed into affordable apartments, as well as the main offices for the Housing Authority of El Paso. So this is a really interesting, I guess, intersection in downtown, because it shows the, when I moved here, it was a bit of a dead intersection, because a lot of underutilized buildings are in that area. But after these two projects, there's a lot more activity in the region. And right down the street is the Martin Building, which was the electric company's headquarters. And that was rehabbed into apartments.
I think we just had Caples up at that point, right?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
But
no,
I mean,
I'll get back to that at some point.
Okay.
But this little cluster within downtown is really showing how historic preservation dictates the local economy, because there are now eyes on the street. Now there are people living in the area. And as a result, there are smaller restaurants that come and that are being that are opening up in the area.
Downtown is beginning to revitalize.
Exactly.
It's been a dead zone for a long time.
Exactly, yeah. And this is a really great portion of downtown that exhibits a lot of the principles that that Caitlin and Don are going to mention in the webinar.
And we need to thank the people who put their money in to rehabilitate the buildings,
right,
turn them back into something brand new inside,
right,
with the look of old El Paso on the outside, the Trost look.
Mm-hmm.
Bless them for doing that. There's so many people. Paul Foster is a major one.
Right.
The Plaza Hotel,
right,
as you said, the Mills Building. We need more of that.
And
they're going to make their money back. But see, guys like that can afford to put the money out there and then make it back.
Yeah.
Little guys like us, me and Jay, if we want to buy a building, we'll go get a DeWiener Schnitzel out on the east side. And we might not be able to make the payments.
Yeah.
But these guys can do this.
Well, actually, there are a lot of key points that you brought up right there. But I just want to mention that, you know, historic preservation is not just for people who have seven figures who can spend on a large building.
Right.
I mean, it can also be for the average property owner. And that's the key challenge that I feel we're facing right now in the city and within the county.
You mean smaller people can make a deal like this, too, on their building?
Most definitely, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the key thing is just having the funding opportunities available for individuals to take advantage of them. For example, I mean, there are other parts of the country that utilize revolving funds, which are low-interest loans that are basically dedicated towards historic preservation projects. There are also community development block grants, which, from what I understand, was an option here a number of years ago, but I don't know if they're still active or not.
Well, I understand. Caitlin, correct this if I'm wrong. You too, DJ.
Sure.
I believe if you do this right, you can get up to almost like 45% of your building reconstruction paid for. Is that about right?
Well, you know, that I'm really glad you brought that up, because that you're referring to the federal and state tax incentive programs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that goes into another sticking point that we're dealing with in El Paso, because back in January, well, actually for the past number of years, a cultural resource management firm from Austin came in and surveyed downtown to turn it into or to designate it a National Historic District.
All of downtown? Pretty much all of downtown.
The compact center of town.
We have really so many buildings that you could do almost the entire downtown as an historic district.
Absolutely.
What a great idea, huh, Jay?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Okay.
And that designation allows property owners to take advantage of that 20% tax credit.
So where does the rest of it come from?
Well, the remaining 25% comes from the state.
And they can apply for both and likely get both?
Right. And that's exactly what happened to the Blue Flame building, as well as a number of other recent rehab projects downtown.
Oh, see, that's what needs to be done here. I think that may be getting the attention of the money people finally. We don't need to knock down really good old history and put up something new. They finally figured out, after knocking two of them down and the public went nuts. And I think that's, we should do that again if we need to.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, I do have another, I guess, layer to add to this. You know, you mentioned the Venus Schnitzel on the east side.
Well, that was a joke, but what?
But it's interesting because it shows that, you know, El Paso is continuing to grow at a very rapid rate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, El Paso, I see it as like rings on a tree. And,
yes.
You know, right now the Far East is still growing like crazy, as well as the Northwest and the Northeast. You know, it's all just expanding.
Well, we're going to hit the state line in New Mexico on the west side and keep going.
Right. And that's the key thing, because people are moving further and further out from the historic downtown.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to do all of this rehabilitation, because it maintains a sense of place. So.
Keep your place, and we're going to take a break here.
Okay.
Come back in a minute. 544?
544-5876, 544-KTSM.
Back in a moment.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Think It Up is an initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms today? Join at thinkitup.org.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk weekdays at 4 with the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show, breaking down the impact of the news and taking your calls. That's Talk El Paso live Monday through Friday at 4 right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
Sponsorship and advertising opportunities are also available. To find out on how you can affordably reach an affluent and highly educated demographic, please call iHeartMedia at 915-351-5473. That's 915-351-5473.
Stay tuned and stay informed with News Radio 690, KTSM, an iHeart radio station.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I am a veteran. I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet.
DAV helps veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran. When I got out, I felt like nowhere was safe.
So veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory was finding the help I needed. Thanks to DAV, now I feel like I'm human again.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a caller on the line. We're going to ask Caitlin a few things. But got to tell you first about the McGoffin Home. Check it out. It's a state historic site, one of two in the county. And you can call them up and see what they're doing today for appointments or tours, and you can get them down there at 1120 McGoffin Avenue. What a surprise, huh?
Absolutely.
1120 McGoffin Avenue, 533-5147. What you got?
Well, we have another sponsor we'd like to remind you about, and that's Mission Del Rey Southwest on Lee Trevino. It's open today. Call for directions to Lee Trevino at Pelicano, and the number is area code 915-440-2140. And this summer, Mission Del Rey is offering El Pasoans and their visitors something special for the whole family with an exclusive 20% El Paso History Show discount.
Hey, I heard you on the radio. 20% off. Think about that.
That's considerable.
You can buy a bunch of neat stuff out there. Oh, I can walk away with 20% less. Do it.
And kids have fun getting their pictures taken at the old El Paso Town Jail, while adults love finding great deals on hundreds of new home decor, souvenir, and unique gift items for the folks back home. And there's the cool water and treats for traveling pets.
Indeed.
So visit Mission Del Rey today and mention El Paso History Show discount for 20% off store-wide.
Basically, Lee Trevino, Pelicano, look it up on your phone. Its address is on Lee Trevino, but it's a U-turn to get in there and all that nonsense. Go up, take a left on Pelicano, dump down into the place. It's great. But they also, they care about El Paso. They are like the successor to El Paso Saddle Blanket.
Yes.
A Saddle Blanket went total dealer only. This is the El Paso dealer. Plus, they've added all kinds of jewelry. Okay, enough of that. It's a wonderful place. All right, we got a couple of minutes left here in this segment. And we had a nice caller coming up on the phone. I'm sure he's got something good. But hang on for a second, Raul. We'll get you in a second. But, Caitlin, what is the sense of place that you're trying to create with what you're doing?
I think it's more that we're trying to preserve whatever the unique sense of place that exists in a historic area it already is. Like, these places, people have a connection to them. There's a really wonderful quote that says, like, a community is the spiritual and the physical sense of knowing that a place has been shared over time. And so I think the reason that a lot of us get into preservation is because these places do provide that sense of continuity, both to our past, which is important for maintaining our sense of identity and grounding, but it also provides this social connection, like a connection to your neighbors and a connection to your community. So I think that's the essence of what folks try to preserve when they get into historic preservation.
Like a shared heritage. We all can be proud of the buildings because we're all in the same city.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk to Raul.
It's that unique sense of place is marketable. You know?
Exactly. And people don't get that.
Today you can create the any place, but you have to preserve the historic sense of place.
All right, let's talk to Raul. Raul, what's on your mind this morning? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Another great show.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your efforts in, highlighting our history. You know, one of the reasons I think that we don't celebrate our history and our leaders spend our taxes on things like ballparks, losing money propositions.
Don't get me started on that. Go ahead.
Instead of an Old West, Old Mexico, site that would celebrate our history in our region, is that in my lifetime, and I was born in 1950, there's a little bit of history, there's been 25 mayors, and only four of them with Spanish surnames.
Oh.
So that might have something to do with that. We just don't celebrate our own history. And a couple of guys that I'd like to, shout out, including you guys, obviously.
Thank you. You got about a minute. Go ahead. About a minute.
He's doing a great job.
I'm back up.
Highlighting our architecture.
Raul, I'm sorry. You got about a minute. And you said Grossman?
Yeah. And so one question now to you guys. If it was only one book that I were to read about El Paso's history, what would it be?
Oh, boy. What would you think, DJ? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
We have to think about that and take a news break here, Raul. What would you recommend, Raul?
You know, I don't know.
Oh.
That's why I'm asking you guys.
Okay,
but
well,
thank
see.
Thank you so much. I'll listen.
All right, thanks a lot. I got an answer for you, but it's not the one you want. We don't do books. We do radio. And so I would listen to this radio show, and it's all archived on Facebook. You can go back and hear all. Since November of last year, we started doing the Facebook, thanks to Andrew in there. And a lot of them are on radio at ephistory.com. There's La Musica. We'll be back after the news. Jay Duncan, thanks for being here. Caitlin, don't go away. You'll hear the show on air on the phone. And DJ, we're going to keep you here, right?
Sure.
You do have to get home. You have a new family to deal with. Good luck with that. Your new deal in town. See you all, the rest of you, after the news.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.